Activists in social work, feminist organizations, gay rights groups, and population research were generously funded by friends in past Democratic administrations, so such patronage was hardly new. What can be said, though, is that the motivation on the Republican side was less ideological than religious, a distinction that raises First Amendment issues. From Afghanistan to Arkansas, researchers of religious and political fundamentalism have found that the subordination of women is often a significant secondary objective. In Fundamentalism and Gender, religion scholar John Stratton Hawley amplifies the critical role of gender in the larger complex through fundamentalists' commitment to femininity in a motherhood and domesticity model and a desire to recapture a traditionalist past. In Strong Religion, The Rise of Fundamentalisms Around the World, the authors similarly pointed out that in 1999, the Southern Baptist Convention voted to reinforce traditional gender roles. But let us confine ourselves to the politics. Talk about the religion gap supplanting the gender gap in U.S. voting patterns ignores a larger interrelation. How conservative religious politics now includes its own collection of gender gaps and inequalities, a potentially explosive aspect. To policymakers elsewhere in the world, Washington's espousals of these priorities in the American South is one thing. Pushing them globally is something else. These gender and sex-related postures have gone hand in hand with opposing the Kyoto Protocol, embracing a concept of unilateral preemptive war, declining to accept the jurisdiction of the International Criminal Court, and appointing as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations a man such as John Bolton, whose previous attacks on the world body, some admittedly justified, bore a more polished resemblance to the name-calling in the Left Behind series. Realistically, these events and circumstances hardly encourage foreign central bankers, diplomats, or political leaders to buy and hold U.S. Treasury bonds, support American energy profligacy, join U.S. ventures in the Middle East, or believe that young people unskilled in mathematics, addled by credit cards, and weaned on so-called intelligent design instead of evolution will somehow retool American science for another generation of world industrial leadership. Dismissing global opinion is easy in Idaho or suburban Houston, but in the world beyond the GOP core constituencies, such attitudes keep exacting a price. The all-important domestic political side of the same complex of issues can be thought of as a quadrangle bounded by stem cell research, by the many dimensions of abortion and women's rights, by life support situations as in that of Terri Schiavo, and by the question of gays, their status, and what makes a marriage. Abstinence, a critical thread of conservative neo-Puritanism, touches two sides of the quadrangle. All of these controversies have become staples of the religification of the U.S. party structure, the national arousal over judicial selection, and the ongoing tension between faith and science. However, the notion that these are issues Americans would do better to keep out of politics, although appealing in the abstract, ignores any democratic definition of governance and its responsibility to public opinion. All sides happily rush to milk any advantage from popular sentiment. The right faces lopsided public disagreement with its more obvious theocratic tendencies. The attempt during the 2004 campaign to make churches into Republican adjuncts, televangelists' disdainful comments on the separation of church and state, and open efforts to supplant public schools with homeschooling or religious instruction. All of these pursuits are opposed by clear national majorities. As we will see, these positions, however popular with fundamentalists and evangelicals, enjoy relatively little support beyond these belief groups. Liberals, for their part, face popular constraints in issues such as school prayer, the posting of the Ten Commandments in public buildings, permission for schools to teach intelligent design, along with evolution, and the display of Christmas manger scenes in towns such as Bethlehem, Connecticut. Because only 20-30% of Americans object to these, opponents who wave the banner of secular purity seem strident and anti-religious in San Diego and South Dakota, not to mention Greenville, South Carolina. The pivotal battles of religious politics are taking place around the quadrangle. Here, Republicans are more divided than Democrats, although between 2000 and 2004, the GOP usually offset that weakness with sharper strategic skills. In fact, with the partial exception of the important political distinction between gay marriage and gay unions, the center of gravity of the four critical positions seems to be where mainline Protestantism and Catholicism meet mildly secular centrism. The weight of national opinion on abortion widely supports women's rights, with caveats regarding the stage of the pregnancy and the conditions of the abortion, coupled with a strong popular preference for requiring parental notice where teenagers are involved. Gay marriage draws 40-45% support in public opinion surveys, at least until the issue heats up and becomes emotional, as in the 2004 ballot initiatives in a dozen states. The parallel claimed between homosexual and heterosexual marriage, being disbelieved by swing voters, is an effective conservative target. By contrast, popular majorities seem ready to support gay unions and legal rights without the marriage label. End of Disc 14.